pink on. I know I don't say that with the correct tone, but that doesn't say I don't mean it in the correct idea. It would be the same if I was greeting you with shalom. Now, on the other hand, I could just use the peace sign, you know, from the 1960s to say peace. And what? Yes, it's a greeting with the word peace. But it's not just any old peace that I'm talking about today. Peace, like other words, such as love and joy, they have to be defined biblically as far as to get to God's meaning, what He means. Now, the English dictionary definitions of peace, they have mostly to do with freedom from disturbance or a war between nations. Another one of them is definitions is the harmony and personal relationships between people. Both of those, or all of those ideas, are found in the Bible, is inner peace, spiritual, God-given peace.
Yeah. 圣经中都有这刚刚说这两种意思，但上帝最想让你明白的是内在的属灵的上帝所赐予的平安。
So this is not just a peace that's the end of fighting or the lack of military activity going on in the world.
这种平安和平不仅仅是一个战斗的结束，或者是世界上没有军事活动。
It really goes beyond that to more well-being, spiritual fulfillment, spiritual activity that's going on constantly in our life.
Yeah, 它这个和平是超越了在当下所有的时刻和所有活动，就更持续的、更全面的这种身心健康的一种平安。
Yeah, the word peace that we're talking about today is being right with God, that must come first to have peace in our life.
对，圣经中的平安意思指的是与上帝的和好。必须在一个人的生活中，获得这种平安之前，你必须要与上帝达成这种和平的这种契约。
And sadly, in the world, many are searching for peace, but they won't search for it with Jesus.
可悲的是，世界上许多人都在到处寻找这个平安和满足，但却不是在耶稣基督里面。
So the peace that we're going to talk about today is not the end of wars, even though that is something that someday will be true.
Yeah, 这个耶稣今天在我们的经文中带来的这个平安。 并不是指战争的结束，尽管有一天会是这样的。
Yeah, it's more to the individuals, the peace of mind and soul. Come to one that has sinned or has lost his way, and yet he's reconciled to God.
对个人而言，就像思想和灵魂的平安，临到一个犯了罪或迷失了方向，并想和上帝和好的人。
I know often my titles for a message, they might seem a little odd to translate into Chinese, but
But
in some ways, I want to make them a little different so that you're curious to listen until I unpack it a bit. So what would it mean, the gift of fruit?
对，但是在某些方面呢，我想用这样标题引起大家的好奇心以便我在这个讲述我的信息的时候，大家可以更仔细的去聆听。那么我这个标题“水果的礼物”是什么意思呢？
So there are two main topics that I'm going to speak on today. One is the ideal of peace, and the other is the ideal of Advent.
对，今天我要和你们谈谈两个主要的话题，一个是平安，关于平安的这个内涵，另外一是关于降临节的内涵。
We're going to see in the text today that peace can be between people, but first it has to be established between a person and God.
我们今天在今天的经文中看到，平安可以存在于人与人之间，但首先必须在人和神之间得到建立。
That's the peace I'm going to focus on.
Yeah, 这是我今天所要讲的这个平安。
So a very popular verse this time of year is Luke 2:13-14.
就在当下有一段非常流行的经文是路加福音的2:13-14。路加福音的2:13-14。
Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased.
对，我来读一下吧。路加福音2:13-14，忽然有一大队天兵同天使赞美神说，在至高处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
So not to take away from that verse, but we know that Jesus didn't come to make peace on earth with his birth. He did make it for some with his death on the cross.
不是从那节经文中删除，但是我们知道，耶稣并没有通过他的出生在地上实现真正的平安或者和平，反倒他确实通过在他十字架上的死，为一些人得到了平安。
Colossians 1:19-20, for God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross.
Yeah.这个我看看我们能不能一起读，大家翻到哥罗西的这个哥罗西1:19-20哈，大家找到了吗？我来找一找，大家一起读一下，因为找到了吗？哥罗西书1:19-20，大家找没找到？19节、20节两节哈，好，我们一起先读吧啊，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，并借着他叫万有，无论是地上的、天上的，都与自己和好了。
The second topic that I really want to address today is the ideal of Advent, which just means the arrival or just the coming.
对，今天我要谈的第二个的话题是降临节，这个词的意思是来临，即将到来的意思。
So today is Advent Sunday on peace, so it's about the coming of peace.
Yeah, 今天是降临节的星期天，是关于这个和平到来的这个日子。
So Advent in the early church was a period of preparation for the celebration of the birth of Jesus at Christmas, also for the preparation of the second coming of Jesus.
这个降临节在早期的教会中是指在圣诞节 you know, 庆祝耶稣基督诞生的这种准备时期，也是为基督第二次降临做准备的时期。
So this idea of coming is what happened on Christmas Day, and it will happen again in the future.
这个降临是在圣诞节发生的事情，它会在未来再次发生。
Observing Advent is intended to be a special time with root that roots us in our life with God, not our life within the world.
庆祝降临节是一个特殊的时间，让我们扎根于上帝的生活，而不是我们在世界的生活。
Rather than thinking about Christmas shopping, things that I gift, the gifts, the stress sometimes that goes into that, no, it's different.
Yeah. 我们并没有考虑诸如在圣诞节购物之类的事情，或者随之带来因为买礼物所带来一些烦恼和压力，而是考虑在天上的事情。
This actually Advent Sunday just reminds me of the scripture or the part of looking forward to the blessings that we see in Titus 2:13.
他提醒我，圣诞节的降临只是一个开始，他指向我们在提多书二章十三节中看到的蒙福的盼望。
While we look forward with hope to that wonderful day when the glory of our God and Savior Jesus Christ will be revealed.
对，哎，你可以把那个提多书二章十三节打出来吗？提多书二章十三节。对对对。好，我们大家一起读一下哈。等候所盼望的福，并等候至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Today many say it's really like three things or perspectives of coming. Number one, Jesus into the world. Two, Jesus into our life through the Holy Spirit. And three, the second coming of Jesus.
今天很多人说可以从三个角度来理解这个降临哈。第一是耶稣来到世上，第二是耶稣通过圣灵进入我们的生活，第三呢是指耶稣的第二次降临。
So I want to touch on all three of those in the message today, and I have a few perhaps commonly asked questions for the Bible to answer for us.
我们在今天的信息中会触及这三个不同的定义，我这里也有几个可能常见的问题，通过圣经来回答。
First, let's read together, and maybe you've already read that earlier, but let's read together John 14:25-31, and then we'll pray.
让我们来一起读一下这个约翰十四章二十五节到三十一节，然后我们会 pray 那个把那个打一下吧。
I'm telling you these things now while I'm still with you. But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is, the Holy Spirit, He will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Remember what I told you. I'm going away, but I will come back to you again.If you really love me, you would be happy that I am going to the Father who is greater than I am. I have told you these things before they happen, so that when they do happen, you will believe. I don't have much more time to talk to you because the ruler of the world approaches. He has no power over me, but I will do what the Father requires of me so that the world will know that I love the Father.
我们一起来读一下好吧。刚刚其实我们刚开始读过了，大家想再读一遍吗？我们再读一遍好吧，一起啊。从也我与你们同住的时候已将这些话对你们说了，但保惠师就是父因我的名所以要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的， 你们的心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。所说的了，我要去，还要你们若爱我，因为我到父那里面去，就。No, we have not really
through. I'm waiting.
Yeah. 现在事情还没有成就，我预先告诉你们，叫你们到事情成就的时候就可以信。以后我不再和你们多说话，因为这世界的王将到，他在我里面是毫无所有。但要叫世上知道我爱父，并且父怎样吩咐我，我就怎么行。起来，我们走吧。
So now let's pray together. Father, we're so thankful that you haven't left us alone, that you've given us your word, so that we may know today what Jesus has done for us, his salvation that he brings, his peace that he gives us as a gift. Help us to see what you want us to see in these verses today.And help me to get out of the way from that and just to proclaim your truth through the word. We give you thanks that we can join together for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So Jesus had been talking to his disciples. Maybe it was just the 12. But there's a question that I want us to get straight in our minds when we look at verse 25 first.
Yeah.耶稣可能一直对他的门徒在说话，那个时候只有十二个，但是我希望我们在看第二十五节的时候要弄清的第一个问题。
So who is Jesus really speaking to in John 14? And maybe to answer that, I can look at another verse that comes a few chapters later.
第一个问题就是在。约翰十四章中，耶稣到底是在跟谁说话？也许要回答这个问题，我们可以看几章后的另一节经文。
Very similar to the words Jesus is speaking to his disciples in 14:1, are his words to God the Father about his disciples in John 17:20.
与耶稣和耶稣在约翰福音十四章一节中对他们门徒所说的话非常相似的是，他在约翰福音中十七二十节中对父神所说的关于他们门徒的话。
John 17:20 says, "I am praying not only for these disciples, but also for all who will ever."Believe in me through their message.
约翰福音十七章二节是这样说的：我不但为这些人诉求，也为那些因信他们的话信我的人祈求。
So hey, that's you and me. That's we're together in this. So we need to listen to Jesus' words carefully.
实际上这就是你和我。所以我们要仔细聆听耶稣的话，对我们是有好处的。
I think it is possible that we miss sometimes as we think, oh, he's just talking to the apostles, the big guys.
Yeah. 有时候我们会误以为就是说耶稣只是和他的门徒在对话。
We definitely want to start there with what Jesus was saying at that time and to who he was saying it, but we want to quickly see how that he is speaking to us today.
我们当然想从耶稣当时所说的话及他跟谁说话开始，但很快就会看到他今天是如何对我们在说的。
So Jesus in speaking to his disciples, which may include all of us, as he goes on to answer another question that we might have.
耶稣对他们门徒说话，其实这门徒也包括我们所有人。因为他继续将回答另外一个重要的问题。
So who will Jesus continue to speak through after he ascended back to heaven?
耶稣升天后继续通过谁在和我们沟通呢？
Well, it says here, to his disciples then and to us today, it will be through an advocate, my translation, or a representative who is the same God in the person of the Holy Spirit.
他在以前对他门徒说，现在跟我们讲，这是通过一位倡导者或代表来沟通的，这个代表他就是圣灵威格中的同一位上帝。
Now he does speak through the apostles in the Bible, but only the Holy Spirit can really teach us what it means when he speaks that.
的确，他在圣经中通过他的使徒在教导我们，但只有圣灵才能真正教导他的对我们的那个想法和意思。So
the Holy Spirit may be using me, for instance, as a mouthpiece, even though maybe not a very good one, especially since I don't speak Chinese. But remember, the Holy Spirit speaks all languages perfectly.
Pastor Michael is humble, huh? 就是后世可能也把我当做一个代言人，但我可能不是一个很好的代言人，尤其是我的中文说的不怎么好。但请记住，就是圣灵，他可以完美的诠释所有的语言。
The Holy Spirit that is given to us with our faith is to open the eyes of my heart and mind to see the glory and the beauty of Jesus.
Yeah.
It's in John 16:13-15.
借着我们的信心，赐给我们的圣灵，是要打开我们心灵的眼睛，让我们看到耶稣的荣耀和美丽。下面的经节是约翰福音16:13-15.
John 16:13-15. When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own, but will tell you what He has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever He receives from me. All that belongs to the Father is mine. This is why I said, the Spirit will tell you whatever He receives from me, from Jesus.
Yeah. 我们一起来读一下吧。13号。 只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他将授予我的告诉你们。
This is another great verse that really shows the joint purpose and agreement of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit in the life of the people of the one true God.
这是另一个伟大的经文章节，显示了父子圣灵在独一真神子民生活中的共同目的和协议。
It also helps us to see the mission of the Holy Spirit, to teach, interpret, explain all things which Jesus has spoken, and He still speaks to His disciples.
他还帮助我们看到圣灵的使命，即教导、解释、解读耶稣已经说过，并且仍然对他的门徒在所说的事情。
The Holy Spirit also makes the words of Jesus more plain, easy to His disciples to understand, to instruct them in all necessary things of salvation, to give each of them the ability to teach and share with others.
他还使耶稣的圣灵，圣灵还使耶稣的话更简显易懂，使他们的门徒更容易理解，教导门徒救赎所必须的一切东西，事物。
Think about this. The work of the Holy Spirit accounts for how the evangelist, some years after the death of Christ, different times, different places, could write the life, actions, saying, instructions of Jesus with all the little details involved.
Yeah. 耶稣的圣灵的这项工作解释呢，福音传教士在 基督死后几年的情况，在不同的时间和地点可以写下耶稣的生平、行为、话语和指示，包括所有的细节。
So equally important to the teaching of the Holy Spirit is his productive work in our lives, and is part of the answer to the next question that I will mention today.
与圣灵的教导同样重要的是他在我们生活中的富有成效的工作。这是我们今天可以提到的下一个问题的答案的一部分。
So let's get to the heart of this text. Since, after all, it's Christmas, and we all tend to tie the idea of gifts together.
那好吧，让我们进入我们今天讲到内容的核心。毕竟现在是圣诞节，我们倾向于把圣诞节和礼物的概念联系在一起。
We may even say, "I wonder what gift I'm getting for Christmas this year."
我们甚至会说。也是想我们圣诞节会收到什么样的礼物呢
So what gift is Jesus talking about here in John 14:27?
那么耶稣在约翰福音14:20中谈论的礼物是什么呢也可以说是恩赐啊
Jesus did not say here peace be to you which was the normal usual form of, this, of thatwhich was used by them when they met. You can read it again, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 约翰福音14:27。我们留下平安给你们。我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的。你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Number one, he's leaving you with a gift. It's a peace and mind.And it's a peace and gift that the world cannot give you. Okay, make sure we understand that.
Can you try it again?
Mm-hmm. He says, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart.
Okay.
And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give you.
不，他说我要给你一份礼物，让你内心平静。而我给予的平安是世界所无法给予的礼物。
So I can wish you peace as I did when we started today, but I can't give you peace. Only Jesus can give you His peace.
我可以像今天开始与你们交谈时祝你们平安，但是我无法给你平安，只有耶稣才能带给你真正的平安。
So tied to this gift is how he gets it to you. How does he get it to you? Which is by the way of his representative, the Holy Spirit.
与这份礼物相关的是他如何将它送给你。这就是通过他的代表圣灵。
Okay, so what I wanted to draw you to today in my title was It's a gift of fruit.Which is found in Galatians 5:22-23a.
好吧，我今天想让你们来这个用标题来吸引你们的这个标题是这个一件关于水果的礼物，是在加拉太书5:22-23所描述的。
Galatians 5:22-23a.But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Yeah, 加拉太书可以打印，这个还蛮重要的，那个可以帮我们打印出来。OK, 22还有23一起读一下哈。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
I'm sure you've been told many times there's a reason why these nine are called fruit and not fruits. You can almost think of it as God giving you a gift basket of fruit.
Yeah.我相信你已经被告知过很多次，这九种被称为水果，而不是复数的水果，是 fruit, 是单数，而不是一个复数 fruits 哈、啊。 你几乎可以想象它是上帝给的你一个果篮作为礼物，它是一个果篮哈，就不是一个 single fruit， 是一个果篮的意思。
Yeah. So again, to remind you, the peace with God must come before the peace from God.
我们也可以被提醒，在于上帝的和平，在于上帝达成这个和平的协议之前，我们必须有来自上帝的这种平安。
So back to the Jesus' first coming, many of us have received him as wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace.
由于耶稣降的第一次降临，许多人把他当作奇妙的协调者或者是和平之君。
I love how verse 14:27 ties the heart and the mind together. This is not just an emotional feeling of peace. Philippians 4:6-7 talks about that.
Yeah. 我喜欢27节如何将心灵和思想连在一起，所以这不仅仅是一种情绪上的平静。
Philippians 4:6-7. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ Jesus.
对，腓立比书四章六到七节是这样说，应当以无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
I'm going to drop something in here. Maybe you're doing that already. I hope that you are. But if not, I'm just reminding you.
Yeah. 我可能就是你们已经在这样做了，就像这个刚刚这个经节这样所说的这个这个教导人做了。但是我今天想提醒大家，我们应该这样做。
But the Bible clearly says it's normal for a Christian to feel peace with God down in their soul.
Yeah. 圣经清楚地表明，基督徒在灵魂深处与神和好是再正常不过了。
But make no mistake, this movement of the soul is produced by the Holy Spirit. I can't make this happen. You can't make it happen.
Yeah. 这种灵魂的这种运动哈，这种是由圣灵做工所产生的功效。是我做不到的，也是你自己做不到的。
The Holy Spirit does this work, not mystically without my mind being engaged, but causing me to see Jesus and to know He is in control of the future.
圣灵做这项工作并不是神秘的，没有我的思想参与，而是通过让我看到的耶稣，并知道他在控制着未来。
Someone might think they have peace by sitting in a position, clearing their mind, but you know, that's really just an empty mind, is all that is.
Yeah, 有人可能认为他们可以通过像打坐一样，就是这样不想什么哈，来达到这种平安的感觉，但其实这不是真正的平安，这只是头脑空虚而已。
The peace Christ gives is true, it's solid, it's substantial. The peace the world, the men, and things give, it's a false peace.
Yeah. 基督所赐的平安是真实的、坚固的、实质的。世界上所有的人和事物所给予的平安是一种虚假的平安。
We know the peace of the world cannot support us under its troubles.And we know there will be troubles in the world.
我们知道世界的这个平安无法在它的这个麻烦，它所现实中所有的麻烦，支持我们。我们也知道像这样的平安，也会带来麻烦。
So I think what the end of that verse 27 says, it really says, don't be afraid in your troubles.
Yeah, 就是刚刚27节的经文所说的，就是不要害怕遇到麻烦。
Now Jesus includes another comment in these verses today. It relates to the near and the distant future. So the next question that may cause us to wonder about.
耶稣在今天的这些经文中包含了另一个关于不久和遥远未来的讨论。下一个我们要讨论的问题是这样的。
How does the comment of the return of Jesus complement his gift in John 14?
Yeah, 耶稣再来的这个评论如何补充他在约翰福音14章中的礼物。
We know that God's gift of peace leads to contentment, hope, godly courage, since Jesus told us not to be afraid.
Yeah, 我们知道上帝赐予的平安会带来满足、希望、敬虔的勇气。因为耶稣告诉我们不要害怕。
We also know the peace the world longs for is not here today, or will it ever be, through world leaders or worldly circumstances.
Yeah, 我们也知道世界所渴望的平安在今天这个社会是不存在的，也不会通过这个世界的领导人和世俗这个环境来得到。
But one day, it will be totally restored throughout the kingdom of heaven, which you are in right now, and I know it might not seem like it, but you are.
Yeah, 但是总有一天他会在你们所在这个天国中完全得到实现这个平安真正平安就是我们大家在的现在所在的这个时空哈就我们坐在所在的这个地方尽管大家看起来有点不像这样的
There are two stories about prophecy and anticipation I'd like to share with you
Yeah, 接下来我想给大家分享两个关于预言和等待的故事。
One is in Luke 1:76 through 79. It's often titled Zechariah's Song and Prophecy about the birth of his son, John the Baptist.
第一个故事是路加福音一章七十六节到七十九节所描述的撒加尼亚的诗歌和预言他儿子施洗约翰的诞生的故事。
Luke 1:76 through 79. And you, my little son, will be called the prophet of the Most High, because you will prepare the way for the Lord. You will tell his people how to find salvation through forgiveness of their sins. Because of God's tender mercy,The morning light from heaven is about to break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death and to guide us to the path of peace, to guide our feet into the way of peace, which we knew not. Not that he came to teach us how to make our peace with God, but to make peace for us by the blood of his cross, so that by his spirit and word,Lead us into the true way of enjoying spiritual peace here and eternal peace hereafter.
我来找一下是路加福音的，你们大家可以翻一下路加福音的第一章哈，第一章七十六到七十九。那我们一起读一下吧。孩子啊，你要称至高者的先知，因为你要行在主的面前，预备他的道路。叫他的百姓因罪得救，就知道救恩。因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
That was much shorter in Chinese than English.
Yeah, that's I would want to double check again because when you read the English, because I already have Chinese version in my.iPad, but it sounds like much shorter.
Efficient.
It doesn't matter. Okay, keep going.
Okay. So, the other story is really the story of Simeon, a priest who was living in the joy of his present while looking at a past prophecy and vision that set him looking for his joy in the future. And that's in Luke 2, 25 through 32.
另外一个故事是在路加福音第二章二十五到三十节中所描述的关于祭司西缅的故事。他在生活在当下的喜乐中，同时看到过去的预言和异象。这些预言和异象让他寻找未来的喜乐。
At that time, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. He was righteous and devout and was eagerly awaiting for the Messiah to come and rescue Israel.The Holy Spirit was upon him and had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. That day the Spirit led him to the temple. So when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby Jesus to the Lord, as the law required, Simeon was there. He took the child in his arms and praised God, saying, Sovereign Lord, now let your servant die in peace as you have promised.I have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people. He is a light to reveal God to the nation. He is the glory of your people, Israel.
好，我来把这个读一下吧。好，我来把这个路加福音二章二十五到三十节这个第二个故事的经文读一下。在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西缅，这人又公义又又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上，他得到了圣灵的启示，直到自己未死以前必看见主所立的基督。他受了圣灵的感动，进入圣殿，正遇见耶稣的父母抱着孩子进来，要照着律法的规矩办理。西面就用手接过孩子，称颂神说，主啊，如今可以照你的话释放仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看到了你的救恩，就是在你万民面前所预备的，是照亮外邦人的光，是你民以色列的荣耀。
You know, maybe God gave us the story of Simeon to teach us to eagerly anticipate His return.
也许上帝用西缅的故事。教导我们热切期望他的回归。
It's really about the type of peace that is intended to take away even the sting of death and to give us a real anticipation of what is to come beyond that.
Yeah, 这是一种平安旨在消除死亡的刺痛，让我们真正期待将要发生的事情。
Can I add something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you ever think about beyond that? Death?
Yeah. 就是大家想到过超越死亡的事情吗？因为死亡就很难去想象啊。你想，大家想过超越死亡的事情吗？
I know the young people don't think.
Yeah.
After all, true peace is knowing everything will work out in the end as God has assured us of that.
毕竟真正的平安是知道一切最终都会成功，上帝已经向我们保证了这一点。
So I'll finish with one more question from verses 30 and 31 of John 14.
Yep. 我将用约翰十三章三十到三十一节的内容来提出另外一个问题。
How can the words of Jesus and his gift in John 14 be missed?How could you miss that?
Yeah, 耶稣在约翰福音十四章中的这个教导和他的礼物，怎么可以能被错过呢？
I think these two verses are given to the disciples and partially to us to point out what they should expect from the world, even with the hatred and persecution.
我认为这两节经文是给门徒的，也部分是给我们的，给我们的，就是指出了，我们应该对这个充满仇恨和迫害的世界有什么盼望呢？
See, if we miss these previous words from Jesus, we might not fully realize his gift of peace.
如果我们错过耶稣之前所说的话，那我们可能会 错过充分的认识它带给我们的礼物的这个意义。
If you really placed your faith in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sin, He wants you to just enjoy that incredible peace that He's given you.
如果你已经相信耶稣会赦免你的罪，他希望你只是享受他给你带来蓝衣之心的这种平安。
And the truth is, Satan, sometimes called the ruler of this world, can do nothing to stand against Jesus or really to take the peace away from you.
事实上，撒旦有时被称为这个世界统治者，无法做任何事情来反对耶稣或者真正夺走耶稣赐给我们的平安。
We know Jesus' final words on the cross were, "It is finished," or we can say, "It." Fully accomplished.
我们知道这个耶稣他在十字架上最后的一句话是完成了，他完成了，或者是我们可以说他完全的成就了。
Still, I think the prophet Isaiah gave some valuable advice in the Old Testament, and it's actually become to be one of my favorite verses to keep in front of me, and that's Isaiah 26:3.
Yep. 我认为先知以赛亚在旧约中给了我们一些非常有价值的建议，这些建议是我非常喜欢的，经常是放在我面前的一段经文。
Isaiah 26:3, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you."
Yep, 我来读一下哈，以赛亚书26:3，我也必复还你的审判官像起初一样，复还你的谋士像起先一般，然后必称为公义之臣，忠信之义。
Now, if you haven't come to trust Jesus for your salvation, that gift of peace, it can only come from Him, but it's available anytime.
如果你还没有开始相信耶稣的救恩，那我想告诉你是他所带来的这个平安的这个礼物只能从耶稣而来，那么呢，你随时可以得到这样的平安。
All we have to do, young or old, is to believe He died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins and was resurrected to give us the free gift of eternal life.
只要相信他为了赦免你的罪而死在十字架上，然后复活，给你永生的免费的礼物。
In conclusion, the one last thing about the gift of fruit is fruit is meant to be shared.
就是最后一点，就是关于水果礼物的水果这个。果篮礼物应该是果篮礼物，现在看的回头看是关于果篮礼物的最后的一个要点是，这个果篮中的水包括它中间水果是拿来分享的。
We need to share all we have in Christ with others so they too can have His true peace. Christmas is a great time for that of year to do that.
Yep, 我们需要与他分享我们在基督里所拥有的一切，这样其他的人也才能得到真正的平安。圣诞节是一年中最好的时间来做这样的事情。
Let's pray together. Father, we know we hear often your word many times over. We're reminded many times.But help us to never get tired of hearing from you, of your Holy Spirit speaking to us, teaching us, of your Holy Spirit really producing in us the things that you want to see, your love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, all of that fruit that you want for us is a gift produced by that Holy Spirit.So we just pray that we keep our eyes fixed on you as you've assured us that we will have your peace in that. And we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.